This is a special report on the Jerry Pippen Show. MUFON under siege. 40-year-old UFO network of observers and investigators has seen its share of turmoil over the years. But it seems everything seems to be bubbling to the surface. Recent charges by James Carrion, the former international director of MUFON, have set ablaze the wonderings and the rumors that MUFON has been infiltrated by the U.S. government, by black operatives. Clifford Cliff, the international director, has agreed to come on the air with us and talk about it and explain exactly what's been happening. At least six state directors, I believe that's the total, have been replaced. Some questions about whether or not Robert Bigelow is still an influence at MUFON, and many other questions. Clifford has agreed to have a candid conversation with us. Clifford, welcome to the show, and I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Jerry. It's nice to be on your show with you again.
Various state directors being replaced, a former international director making charges of government infiltration. Clifford, Clift, what is going on at MUFON? And I appreciate you coming on to tell us.
Sure, thank you. I appreciate that opportunity. Jerry, it started about a year ago when Ken Cherry was the state director for Texas. And Ken was a great guy. He did a lot of good things for MUFON, but it was made public some comments that he had made about MUFON international director, about MUFON members, investigators, comments made about witnesses and other ufologists. And when that happened, we felt that it was important for MUFON's image to be, that's not the image we want portrayed, so we asked Ken Cherry to apologize publicly for his comments, or we would have to remove him as state director. He refused to apologize, so he was removed as state director of Texas. And Steve Hudgens, who was assistant state director at that time, took over the state and is doing a marvelous job. But Ken Cherry's the one that precipitated all of this events that have happened. Over the past year, as my tenure as international director, I discovered that some of the state directors were not aware that they were volunteers. See, MUFON set up on a volunteer basis. If people want to be a state director, they need to be a field investigator. They need to have other capabilities to be able to lead the group. For us to be able to get more field investigators out in the field so that they can investigate these UFO sightings. Our mission statement is the scientific study of UFOs for the benefit of humanity. And that's the guidelines that we have to follow. Well, we are pretty much in tune to that type of situation. And that's what we want to do. Well, then we discovered in your state, Marilyn Carlson was removed as state director, and she was removed as state director, not by us. She quit. Let me give you the background on that. I had been in touch with Marilyn. It seemed as though she was doing hypnosis. One of her field investigators, we'll have to back up, had written us emails about the problems that we're having at the state meetings. And we get a lot of people to do that, and we give the benefit of the doubt to state directors. I contacted Marilyn, and we discussed it, and she said that she would not do hypnosis under the auspice of MUFON. Apparently she does. I don't know. And I said, well, that's fine. Well, other people started sending us emails about her leadership capabilities as state director. So we decided what we would do is have our ethics committee evaluate the situation. which would be a protection for Marilyn and for the other person, and it would be done appropriately. So we asked Marilyn to step down during the investigation so it wouldn't be appear that it's a one-sided type deal. And that seemed to make Marilyn mad, so she quit, resigned. Then we had Chris Dickey, who is in Arizona, and who was Investigator of the Year for MUFON. Another one that's done great things for MUFON. And Chris was having some health issues, and her husband was having health issues, and she was having some family problems, and she wanted to step down as state director. We agreed that that would be the best thing to do, and we appointed Jim Mann and as state director, and Stacy as assistant state director, both doing an outstanding job. Well, since that time, Christine has decided that she wanted to be state director again. Well, that doesn't work very well. So she's disgruntled because of that, of our appointment of Jim as state director. Then we who else did we have?
Well, now we have the Utah.
Oh, Elaine Douglas. Yes, she's the one that's sending out all the petitions about how bad we are and what's going on. She doesn't seem to realize that MUFON is a volunteer organization. We're not a corporation, and they aren't employees. And Elaine was removed as state director from Utah because of untruthful statements made about people in her, her assistant state director, who is now one of her cohorts in the petition. Strange how that worked out. So we removed Elaine because she was not being truthful. She can't be truthful about the people that she has working with her. What's she going to do with investigations? So we were concerned about that. So that's why Elaine was removed.
Elaine Douglas has a big following, especially about abductions. Was her dismissal connected to abductions in any way? I mean, that issue?
Absolutely not.
So MUFON is still involved in abduction investigations and research.
Oh, most certainly. Lester Velez is chairman, Kathleen Marden, Greg Lang from Minnesota. These people are on our committee, helped us establish the protocol for us to be able to use hypnotherapists. And MUFON's hypnotherapists have to be credentialed. This is not something that you can just go out and say, well, I'm a hypnotist and do that. You can cause a lot of problems. So for MUFON to say that we are using hypnosis, we want the qualified people to do such, not just somebody that thinks they're a hypnotherapist. Abductions are a big part of our organization. As a matter of fact, it was funded, and Robert LeLure, who's just passed away, Dr. LeLure did an outstanding omega-3 report on character psychological.
You know, Clifford, when he was alive, I talked with him in person several times about this subject, and he was quite enthused that MUFON had actually put some assets in backing his studies.
Yeah, we were able to fund the abduction research program, which was very enlightening. The sad thing is, and of course we know eventually we're all going to pass, but he had two more programs getting ready to go, and Lester Velez, who has interviewed hundreds if not thousands of abductees, is our chairman of this, and we support the abductions, but we look at it scientifically. We try to determine the best we can scientifically what happened during the abduction. And I'm convinced there's been some significant events happen through the abduction.
Now, I'm told on the 12th of February, you'll be at the Colorado State meeting. You'll be there.
Yes.
What happened to her? She's gone. the director?
Well, Leslie Varnikel was removed as director of Colorado because of her management style. To give you an example, we like to build organizations. We like to build up our membership. We like to get field investigators. The state section directors and assistant state director all quit because of the management style of Leslie. She never replaced the Colorado Springs state section director, and we have probably, I don't know, at least 25 members in that area. She didn't follow up with handling the Western Slope, and now that person has come back on board. And the Northern Colorado person, Northern Chapter of Colorado lady, resigned because of the management style of Leslie. And these people are all coming back on board. Barry Roth, who is the treasurer, and Doug Wilson, who's the chief field investigator, have both stayed on board, and they're willing to step in and help us. Now, when I have that meeting on the 12th, what we will, the board or the directors meeting for Colorado MUFON will be held, and then the meeting will start at 2 o'clock, which will be open to the public, and I will be presenting on. I'll have to discuss Leslie's leaving. By the way, I do want to say one thing. Leslie has done some great things for MUFON in the past.
Well, now, all of these state directors have been with MUFON for a long time, and they seem to be dedicated, at least from the outside, looking in. I'm sure you didn't make these decisions lightly.
No, most certainly did not, Jerry. These were all very difficult decisions. I lost a lot of sleep. And I was thought to look like I was 60, 2 months ago, but now I think they think I'm looking like I'm 80 because these decisions were very difficult. But for the betterment of MUFON and the betterment of our mission, the scientific study of UFOs, we deemed that this was a necessary thing that needed to be done.
Any more changes coming up, Clifford?
Not that I know of. Jerry, we've had, I can't tell you how many MUFON members. My email box is full all the time of MUFON members and state directors supporting our decisions. They understand what our mission is. They understand they're volunteers. They're not employees. And if they don't want to, and one of the gentlemen said, you know, he says, if I leave MUFON, because I don't like what's going on, he says, why would I go out and throw rocks at people? That was my decision. or if you removed me as a state director and had the reasons that you're talking about here, I would understand that.
Now, you've been with MUFON for, what, 15 or so years?
Yeah, since 95.
The reason I bring this up is you're not a newcomer, and so I'm not asking this in a stealth way to insinuate it's your management style. What I'm asking is this unusual, or have you had problems like this in the past with keeping people?
Oh, yeah. There have been state directors removed, some of them for just not doing anything, period. And some have been removed in the past because they were not doing this. It just happens that all of a sudden that four or five of them happened all at once, and that's a difficult situation. And it looks, and you know, people are saying, oh, they got fired. No, they did not get fired. They're not employees. They were removed from their volunteer position.
Well, I've tried not to use the word fired in my reports on the situation, Clifford.
Yeah, nobody's been fired. They've been removed as from their volunteer position. That's all.
I think we pretty well covered the state directors and why they're being replaced. Let's move on now to some serious charges by James Carrion, former international director of MUFON. I have an email here. He says that he thinks that people, and I'm paraphrasing, black operations have infiltrated the place, and it's imploding from the inside and the outside. Clifford will find out what you have to say about it next. I'm Jerry Pippin.